Hey, what's going on, y'all? You know, I had to do a part three for y'all today. And to be honest, it's like, why not do part three, part four, part five, part six, part seven? Keep going all day, every day, right? Because guess what? It's not a regular day. I'm not a regular person. And this is not a regular life. And if you continue to really live a regular life and try to go ahead and move it that way, I promise you, it ain't gonna go the way you expect it to. So, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And we're at part three of how many times are we gonna do this damn shit, right? That's how I feel it. And let's just start with the instrumental real quick because A Boogie with the Hoodie, shout out my guy. Man, this song, not a regular person. Yeah, you can look up the lyrics. Yeah, you can look up the artist. Yeah, all that good stuff, right? Producer. But the message behind this that I always grasp is that it's the truth. Because at the end of the day, we aren't just regular people. Yes, we are called human beings. Yes, we are all human. We all bleed red. We all have thoughts. We all have feelings, right? But what makes a regular person versus a not regular person, right? And I'll touch base on that a little bit. But I want to start off with this particular prayer because I believe this what starts and what makes a non-regular person, I guess you want to say. Whatever you want to call it, right? But this is actually the Bible verse of the day. And it only had like, you know, two lines of it. But I had to go to the chapter of the verse because I swear I heard it before. And it hit differently, but I would like to share it with you guys. And this is from 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1. And I'm going to read the whole thing. If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all my possessions to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects,
always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesize in part. But when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now we see only a reflection, as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, as I am fully known. And now these three remain: my faith, my hope, and my love. But the greatest of them all, of these, is love. The word of Jesus in his name, our mind, body, and soul, continue to always pray. Amen. Man, when I'm telling you, when I first read this, I only read the verse of the day, which was only 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. You know, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. And it is true. If you really, really think about it, what makes us, you know, regular people is, you know, having feelings, right? Like I've just been saying all these many times, having these feelings over and over and over and over and over again, right? But if you don't know what to do with these feelings, if it's not knowing what you're aware of, what amounts up to these feelings, and to solidify that, to seal that complete circle, is to show love, is to just give unconditional, non-expectational, non-judgmental love. True, authentic love. And as he was saying in the first couple lines, that without it, we are nothing. We gain nothing. Even says with our faith, no matter how strong it can be, no matter how many mountains we can move, only God knows. The true love we give, the true love power we have, that's really installed in us, that we don't show, we don't teach, we don't express. Sometimes we don't even know how. And like I've been saying all day, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But just like in this world, there are people who are born with it. Born being leaders, born with certain things, born in a certain family. And then there's some that need to be taught it. They need to learn it. They need to grasp it. And that's the only way for them to understand it. Right? And all of these are forms of love, different shapes of love that sometimes we don't even think about or care about or even acknowledge, right? But I want you guys to acknowledge today the amount of window opportunities that we've came about and came around, and because we didn't love it, because we didn't feel it, because we didn't like it. I don't know how else to explain it. I'm only laughing because it's true. It's really what we think, it's what we feel, right? That what makes us not even proceed forward. To makes us, you know, thinking they're wrong. To only look for what makes us prideful. The thing that only brings us joy. The only thing that benefits us. And I hate to say it, in reality, it's not about what we want. And people are thinking, like, how does that correspond to this love? Because I hate to say it, we don't think about it this way, but we do what we want and what we like and what we strive for in our plan. And that takes away the love. It takes away the process of enjoying the love of why we got here, why we're even doing this, and why we're even feeling this, right? I mean, even in the end, I think the ending was the best. It was, when I was a child, I thought like a child. I was a child. I did childlike things. But the minute that chapter was over, the minute I turned that page, the minute that child timehood of whatever it was done, it was done. And I had to learn to accept and love and appreciate that time. We get so stuck on the time that we're not going to have anymore. The times of what we've once had, right? With that person or, you know, with that song, with, you know, with that job, whatever the case may be. When if we look at it the other way and embrace the time that we had and love the time we had, maybe it might not feel like it's so short. It might not feel like it, feel like it's coming to an end, right? And until then, it even says, for now, we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. It's like seeing eye to eye. And that's what makes, I don't know, to me, a regular person who goes through the flow and the motions and the days and routines of society that is promoted every day on the news and not on the news, and what they want you to steer from, versus the ones that can see all that, take all that, be aware of all that, and still love it for what it is, for what it's fully known for. Instead of trying to dictate, trying to maneuver, trying to have our plans fit in the other plans. And it's funny, it's because I used to get so frustrated trying to make plans, right? Oh, man. We have all these plans that we're excited for. To make us feel all these things, to make us feel good about ourselves, to feel empowered. In reality, it's okay to not feel that, not do that, not be like everybody else, and be the not regular person we all are, and that A Boogie so called to be, right? I mean, it just even the lyrics, the first verse, that's, I'm done with the perkies. I don't even feel like it's working. I was playing the bench, I was lurking on the block like they plotting on murking. I don't even know what I was hurting. I was fucked up, bitch, like that had me hurting. I mean, think about it. All these other things in front of us, God is hurting. All these things that we think that aren't working. Time that we think that we've been sitting, that we could, oh my goodness. Literally, what he even said it. I was playing the bench. I was playing the bench, dude. As if we can't get up from the bench. As if we can't be the star player of our team, of our life, of the court, of the game. You know, whatever you want to play on, whatever field it is, whatever you want, the terms you want to call it, get off the bench, dude. Get up. Embrace. See. Feel the air. Believe in the faith that we can have. The world that we actually can create and manifest in a positive light. That we're just not enjoying. That we're not enjoying. In reality, we're all just on standby. What? I don't know about you, but I'm tired of being on standby. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, right? It's whatever it takes. And we're not alone. We don't have to do it alone. Just as much as there's plenty of people and many people out there are probably feeling, thinking, seeking for help the way I am, we have, just in different ways, right? The one thing that hasn't changed, in my opinion, that will never change, in my opinion, is the faith that I have in God. Everything else can change, can deteriorate, can be taken away. But the one thing I know, that I believe in, that no one can ever tell me here on this earth, that my faith isn't strong enough. Or that my faith isn't there. Best believe it is. And maybe that's the first step, is to restoring ourselves, is to restoring the faith and the knowledge of what we have, for even encouraging ourselves, appreciating ourselves, acknowledging the power we have for ourselves. So with that said, let's leave you here with this quote. Life is to be enjoyed. And if you're not enjoying it, find a way to. Find a way to make yourself proud, to feel this love, to feel this kindness, to feel to feel your calling. Take the time, no matter how long it takes. And with that said, guys, I want to say thank you again for your support, for your
input. And for your strength, it's not easy to tune in. It's not easy to hear the right message. There's so many distractions, so many temptations, so many things that go the wrong way that will make us easily want to give up. It will make us not even want to try. But that's not what we're here for. It's not what our human nature is to be amounting up to. Right? We're supposed to be irregular. And we're supposed to show how irregular we are to everybody else in this world. Not so we can get made fun of. Not so we can be cocky. And not so we can show everybody else in the world of what we have and what we bought and what we can buy. No. It's not the point. It's not the point that I want to live or the point I'm trying to make. And if that's what you want to make and that's the point you want to do, by all means, go ahead. I'll give you a round of applause. But unfortunately, if it's not filled with the love that you're so-called seeking, it would never amount up to what we think we should feel. So with that said, guys, be as unregular as you want. Be as different as you can be. Be as creative as you want, because this is the world we're living in. Enjoy it. Because someone else will enjoy it either with you or for you. So why not enjoy it together? Thank you, Lord, for your words. Thank you, Lord, for promoting. Thank you, Lord, for waking up today.